You've likely seen the picture by now. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie shaking hands with President Obama as he arrives in the Garden State to survey Superstorm Sandy's damage. For a while there, it was all about the bipartisanship. Here's Ann Romney at an event earlier this week in Des Moines. Her husband, Mitt Romney, was to appear with her, but canceled because of the storm.
We have to do what Americans always do, is put aside our differences at this moment and give gratitude for our country.
Vice President Joe Biden was praising the political bipartisanship, too, at his stop in Fort Dodge yesterday evening.
We've all got to be in this together. We got to stop this, you know, blue and red. I mean, we're a purple nation, man. We're made up of Democrats. We really are. We really are.
Then the vice president slowly eased back into his ticket stump speech. He brought up differences on women's rights, the economy. He also had Kristi Vilsack at his side for his entire speech. She's the Democratic challenger here in this newly formed 4th District. Vice President Biden lumped her opponent, Republican incumbent Steve King, in with what he calls the new Republican Party.
And by the way, this is not your father's Republican Party. This is a different deal. Your opponent, Mr. King, represents this new Republican Party. Romney represents this new Republican Party. Ryan, they're not bad or good, but they are different than your father's Republican Party.
And by the end of the speech, any of that bipartisan love was nowhere to be found.
And I've got news for these guys, for the governor and the congressman. Gentlemen, it's never, ever, ever been a good bet to bet against the American people. Never. They're coming back. So, Iowa, we need you. Together we can win Iowa. And we win Iowa, we win this election.
Voter Rose Richardson was at the campaign stop in Fort Dodge. She's already voted for President Obama. And for her, it's all about the social issues.
I'm tired of people trying to tell women, especially, what to do with their bodies. And I have a son that is gay, and he would like to marry his partner. And God created each and every one of us, you know, so why have people stick their noses in?
As for most Iowa voters, they've already made up their minds on who they're supporting, says University of Northern Iowa political science professor Donna Hoffman. She says now it's all about the enthusiasm.
While I know a lot of Iowans are thinking, oh, this election needs to be over, you know, it is really important. And Iowans have this reputation for taking elections seriously, and which I think is, you know, fairly well deserved. And it is winding down, but those last days can still be critical.
Especially here in Iowa, which Hoffman and many polls say still could go either way. And both candidates will be back in the state two more times before Election Day. In Fort Dodge, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.